On today's Tech Help for Churches, email lists for your church. Hi, and welcome everyone to Tech Help for Churches. I'm your host, Paul Allen Clifford, and I want you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/ I've forgotten the web address. Oh no, it happens. So contact/contact. So trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Streaming for this show is provided by churchstreaming.tv. Visit them online at trinitydigitalmedia.com/churchstreaming. They provide all my streaming, all my bandwidth for my streaming, all my bandwidth for the video podcast that I'll launch eventually, the Roku channel that I'm putting the finishing touches on, and some other exciting things. So I'm just really sold on them, and if you go there through my link, that's trinitydigitalmedia.com/churchstreaming, then I'll get a little bit of what you spend there if you decide to go with them. They have a 1-month free trial where you can try out all their stuff, so don't worry about doing that. Don't worry about paying if you think that you won't like it, because you could try it out for a month, and if you do, then by all means, go ahead and sign up at that time. Okay, so let's get going. Email lists. You may or may not know that the most effective means of marketing, perhaps second only to text messaging, which we'll get into sometime in the future if I get that up and running and find that I have success with it. The most popular, most successful way of marketing is email marketing. So that's why there are often sites that you visit and they have a free gift in return for signing up for their newsletter. Well, the newsletter is sometimes purely sell, 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 but I don't think that's the best way to do it. I think the best way is to give, 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 and eventually, if you want to sell something, bring that in once every several times. Well, in your church, you might think, well, I don't need any of that stuff. I don't see what that has to do with anything. But let me give you two instances, basically two email lists that I think every church should have. So when it comes to email marketing, there you can, first, just some basic technical things. Because spammers have ruined it for everyone, like in the old days when you could just go into anywhere and ask to use the restroom and they were happy to let you, and then some people started messing with that and just screwing up the restrooms. And so now there are a lot of places that say, restrooms for customers only. Yeah, someone's messed that up for us all. So spammers have messed up email marketing for us all. So that first thing I'm going to tell you is, I'm not talking about doing spam here. What I'm talking about is having a list of people that want your email. So the first thing that I would do is I would develop a list of people in your congregation that want your email. So you can send out a weekly newsletter with what's going on around the church, baptisms, new members, weekly thought from the pastor, you know, that sort of thing. The sort of thing that your church members would be interested in. And that way, should you need to make a last-minute announcement or something big, you can. So let's say it's Sunday morning in the middle of February, and snow is totally covering everything and you just have to cancel church. You don't want to, but really you need to. So on those occasions when you just have to cancel church, then what you should do is you can send out an email newsletter blast to everyone. You write it once and send it out. Now, as I say, since spammers have messed this up for us all, what you need to use is an email newsletter service. So there are several of those. The one I use is MailChimp because its free trial is free for the cert for a certain amount of people. And that might be more than enough for your church, by the way. So I think when I signed up, it was 2,000 people on the list and sending up to 10,000 emails a month. So for most churches, that's going to be more than enough. Take a look at Constant Contact and eWeber as some other alternatives to that. So you sign up for this email newsletter service, and then you need to get people to put in their email addresses. So I think what I would do if I were you is I would make an announcement, put it in the bulletin, put it wherever you need to put it, and have people go to a short URL to put in their email address. They'll get back an email that says, "Are you sure?" Basically, what it will actually say is, "Click here to confirm." But it's basically saying, "Now you're sure you want to be on this email list." They click on that, and they're on the list. And so that way, they know that they're on the list, right? They've put in their email address, that you've sent them something and said, "Are you sure you want to be on the email list?" And then they're on the email list. So that's kind of an important way of doing things. It's something that I think is just underutilized in the church. So having an email list of the people that are in your church, that's very valuable. That's a great way to do announcements. That's a great way to do last-minute changes, ask for help when there's help that's needed. You might think, okay, there was a disaster in a neighboring town. We need to send a bunch of bottled water right now. Who can stop by your local supermarket, grab a case of bottled water, bring it to the church, and we'll send that out? Right? So you could do that. Let's say the disaster was on a Monday. You don't have church until Wednesday, but you want to get it out Tuesday. That's a great way to do it. Okay, so that's something that you can really mobilize people to make a difference in the world. The second list is a little bit more email marketing centric. So I've been thinking about this, and if I was the senior pastor of a church, I would also have an email newsletter list of prospective people in the area that I wanted to come to my church, or at least try it out. Now, I wouldn't be that overt because we don't want to scare people away, but I think I would make the church... This is kind of a way to get the church's name out there and get your reputation built, as opposed to just letting it happen when it happens. So the way we would do that is the same way that email marketers build their lists. So what I would do is I would find a source of new people. I've used Twitter a lot, and so we'll just go through this as a possibility. So when I find someone to follow on Twitter, I follow them. You could do it by finding local people in your area and following them. And then if they follow back, have an automatic direct message sent directly to them that says, "Hey, thanks for following. Because you did, I want to give you this free gift." Now, the free gift is something of value. The free gift is not the newsletter, although that's also included. The free gift is, in my case, I give away a free copy of my first book, Podcasting Church, free electronic copy. I had to say electronic because people were thinking that I was going to send out hard copies, and while I'd love to do that, it's a little on the pricey side to do. So the electronic version is free for me. Every copy is nothing. Everyone in the world could have a copy of any of my books, and it would cost me no more money. So there's no marginal cost to giving out a free copy. There might be opportunity cost, because I might be dealing with someone who would want to buy it. But anyway, that's what you can do. Now, with that said, you need to come up with something that is of value to the people you're trying to reach out to. So is it a new to the community, get started guide? Is it a list of family-friendly activities in the area? Just think of something that would be helpful to the people that you're trying to reach out to and make that available to them. So they subscribe to the list, you make that available to them. Then what I want you to do is at least once a week, send out an email newsletter with helpful tips along those same lines. So if it's family-friendly activities, send out a parenting tip of the week. And you can put as an aside, hey, this is sponsored by First Church Hackensack, or just something where it's clear who it's coming from, but it's not necessarily saying, hey, come to my church, come to my church, my church, my church. You don't want it to be that overt. You want to build mind share. So you want to have in their mind, hey, this is this helpful church that keeps sending me these helpful emails that I enjoy reading. Huh, I'm looking for a church, or I should probably go to church sometime, or hey, it's Easter, why not? That's, you want to be on the list of churches that they consider, because likely they're going to consider the biggest church in the area, and a lot of people are not going to go there because it's so big. So then they're going to consider the church that they pass on their way to work or whatever. So you want to also be on that list as the helpful church. And if you're on the helpful church, you're more likely to get a visit from people than the church they just passed that they don't know anything about. Because they could be crazy. They could be snake handlers. You don't know. Maybe they're Westboro Baptist. You don't know. They could be crazy. So that's better than just all the ways that we do outreach. So you could think of this as your outreach list. Now, of course, you wouldn't call it that where they could see it, but just think of this as another way to reach people and be as helpful as possible, be as attractional as possible. In some ways, this is also a missional model in that you're going into their email newsletter box. You're not only being helpful to them, but you're also reaching them right where they are every day. So that's something else that I would do. I'd test out when the best times are, when you get the most opens, the most clicks, that sort of thing. Doing some A-B tests. Is Monday better? Is Tuesday better? Is 9 a.m. better? Is noon better? Figure out things like that. And figure out the subject line, what things help people the most. And, you know, perhaps at Christmas and Easter, if you've given away a lot of free tips, you've been very helpful, you might throw in a line that says, hey, no pressure, but if you're looking for a church this Christmas or this Easter, depending on which one it is, don't make a blanket statement. So let's say Christmas is coming up. As I'm recording this, it's December 2nd. So you could, a couple of weeks before Christmas, say, I've been giving you all these tips, all these things. If you happen to be looking for a church, we're a really friendly church, and our service times on Christmas Eve are 2, 4, and 6 p.m. Stop by. We're very casual, so don't feel free to not dress up. Don't feel like you have to dress up. And just see how many people arrive. And I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised that if you have built up a list of a couple of thousand people in your neighborhood, that you'll probably get 10 or 20 that will show up. And if you get 10 or 20 people that show up, that's a way to go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.